I heard him say to me, liar. That's what I heard. Liar. Then he kind of was breaking it down to me. And if you know John, you read John, the devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. And he will lie to you. He will lie to you. The devil, when he comes, he has a lie, and I like to see it as this, it's two sides of the lie. Two parts or two sides of lie. It's like money. There's two sides of it. He'll lie. He'll lie to you, or he'll try to deceive you, and he'll lie about him. Now, he can't lie to him because God knows him. All right? He can't lie to himself because he knows himself. He knows he's a liar. What's left is he can lie to us. He can con us. He can trick us. And I heard that Jesus said, or I heard it was like a voice said, liar. He's a liar. Catch. He's trying, and there's two things. And again, like I said, it's one lie, but it has two sides. He's trying to deceive us, and he's trying to deceive us about him. On one side, if he can deceive us, he will take our blessings. He's trying to take your blessing. On the other side, if he can deceive you about him, he can take your purpose. I'll go a little bit deeper. I'll go further. He's trying to deceive you. There's a con game going on. It's a flat out lie. On this side, where he's trying to deceive us, one of the big things he's trying to get us to do is get us out of our blessing. If he can get us out of our blessing, we miss it. We miss what our blessing will be. Here is God's word. What you sow, you reap. God has set it up like that. Whatever you put in comes back. He set it up. It's a seed. He set it up. It's done. What you sow, you reap. He made it work. It's in the earth. It happens. Now, when you plant a seed, there is some time in between. And in between that time, that's when the devil comes many times and lies to you. Now there's, and again, let me back up. There's a whole lot of lies, but I just want to deal with two. Just two. First, he's lying to you to get your blessing. And one of the ways he does, he says, the seed thing doesn't work. So he'll come to you and he'll miss. So I'm gonna see where you're at. All right. How many of you believe I got $5 in my pocket? Got a few. Alright, you're right. I got a five. How many of you believe I got a 20? You're right. I got a 20. Got a 20 right here. How many of you believe? Oh, y'all believe me. How many of you believe I got a 50? Y'all think I'm that broke? After this, I made Jackie pay for it. I got a 50. How many of you believe I got 100? There you go. I got 20, so I got 2, 4, 6.
No, that'd be
8. Oh, yes. And this is, yeah, this is Jackie money, but I got it. How many of you believe I got another 100?
Amen, double amen.
You believe I got another 100? You're the only one, believe you are right. Got it, brother. How many of you believe I got another 100? You, good job. Yep. I do. Pull my wallet out again. Now, I got you. Now, some of you didn't take me. Some of you didn't even care. You paid me any attention. But here's what I was trying to do. I'm trying to get you to a place where you believe me. You believe I got something. So when I save you, hey, you know what? Listen, I'm blessed. Now here's what I've been doing. I got an attitude. I'm vulgar. I've been nasty. I've been doing some crazy things. I've been lying, I've been cheating, I've been conning. But I'm blessed. I got blessing. I'm hooked up. I've been nasty, I've been off the wall. I've been doing some crazy stuff. But I'm blessed. Is it that I can do this and get away with it? I'm blessed. Your God says, can't walk like that. You gotta walk in love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, and then you'll be blessed. But listen, I have been walking off the wall. I have been doing some crazy stuff. I've been saying some things. I've been acting crazy. And I'm blessed. I just proved it to you. So you can do the same thing. I was blessed. So you can do the same thing. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
I was blessed. I showed it to you. I showed you the blessing. Real life showed it to you. So you can act like that. You can act crazy. You can act fool. You can act stupid. Call yourself a Christian. Go to church and act as crazy as you want to. I know he said what you sow, you reap, but it ain't true. Look at me. That's a lie. You ever seen, sometimes they do the movies, they'll get a whole lot of paper and they'll make it like money size and they'll put the real money on the outside and then the inside is nothing but fake money. It's a trap. It's a trick. And it makes it look like it's, and you fall for the lie that whatever I sow ain't gonna come back to me. Don't fall for the lie. Don't fall for the trick. Van, I can't do it. I can't act nasty, I can't be mean, I can't be dirty, I can't be vulgar, can't be nasty, and think I'm not gonna get paid. What you sow, you reap. And anybody comes along and tricks me, try to trick me and try to lie to me and say, hey, that seed thing doesn't matter. It doesn't work, it's a lie. And the devil will lie to people. And there are Christians who will buy it. They think they can do stuff and they're not gonna get it back. You can be ugly and they're not gonna return on you. You can be nasty and it's not gonna return. He's a liar. What you sow, you reap. He set up a blessing for us. If you do good, it's coming back. If you bless people, it's coming back. If you help people, it's coming back. He set it up. He set up a blessing for you. You get it back. He set it up. The devil wants you to miss your blessing. That's why he's a liar. That's why divorce came up. He's a liar. He wants you to miss your blessing. Don't miss your blessing. Don't fall for the lie. If you've ever been tempted, because I'll stand in the front line. Sometimes the devil will come and he'll come to me and say, Van, and I'll start it. I say, yeah, I've seen people, they look like they're doing good. And see, the devil will use people. He has to use people. He uses people. And they look like they got it going on and they're nasty and they're mean and they're selfish and they're stuck up and they're stingy and but they're doing good. And I'm like, maybe I ought to be just like them. Maybe I ought to be ugly just like them. Maybe I ought to be nasty just like them. Matter of fact, I'll push it even further. I went that route for a little while. I was a Christian. I was born again. I was saved. Didn't like white people. Had an issue with white people. So I had a little attitude. And we'd be short with them, be nasty with them, be ugly with them. Born again, saved. But I thought you could do that. Can't do that. Can't do that. I bought the lie. God had to open my eyes. Man, that ain't the way. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. What you sow, you reap. I don't care how blessed this group of people look, and they've been acting like that, it ain't gonna work for you. The return's gonna come sooner. Second one. I'm sorry, real quick. Second one. He'll try to lie to you about him. You can't lie to him, but he'll try to lie to you about him. You ever, I got a $100 bill. Monopoly money though. Monopoly. They're different now. They can, now if you hand somebody a $100 bill, $20 bill, you know, you ever see them do that? They look up at it and they get, I don't know, and some of you know this. If you live now, for the most part, your money is usually good. I don't know, I've been places and I have gotten fake money. And I went to a bank somewhere and they looked at it and said, that's not. And I was like, I didn't do it. And they were cool with me. Everything was legit. Everything was fine. And I don't know if you've ever been there, if somebody ever passed you some fake counterfeit money. But there is counterfeit money out there. There is fake out there. A liar, a deceiver. There is fake money out there. And here's what I saw. I saw somebody was giving fake money. So for instance, if I came up to you, Graham, and I said, here's $100, then you find out it's fake. You should be mad at who? Me. You should be upset with me. Because I gave you fake money. She shouldn't trust me. Got that, no problem. But here's what happens, or here's what can happen. Here's what the liar will do. The liar will say, hey, that guy gave me fake money. So now I'm not gonna take any money at all. If he gave me some fake money and it's fake money, I'm not gonna trust anybody's money. And so you don't take anybody's money. So I don't even wanna deal with money no more. No more, because somebody gave me some fake money, and the liar will come to you and say, all money is fake. You don't know what's real, I just cut it all off. Now, that ain't really smart. What would be smart, just don't deal with me. But he gets mad, or he gets upset, or he gets lied to, or deceived, and I won't deal with anyone. Flip that. I've been in this. Christian person comes, and he acts like he's all that. He loves the Lord, he's a preacher, he got it going on, he loves you, he's doing all, and you find out he ain't nothing but a fake. He's been conning people. He's been ripping people off. He's been doing nasty things. He's been messing over people. You find out he's a fake. And instead of just getting rid of that person, here's what they do. And I did it. But here's what they do. They say, oh, church. I don't have nothing to do with church people. I cut all of that church stuff out. You ever met anybody like that? Somebody got over on them. Somebody cheated them. Somebody lied to them right in the church. Somebody messed over on them. And so now they don't want to have nothing to do with it. Nothing. It's got to do with church. It's a lie about God. All this stuff is no good. But what we don't understand is our purpose comes from church. Your purpose comes from church. Who you are, what you're supposed to do. God created us. Hard. Let me see if I can get across to you. God created us to be a success. God created us for purpose, y'all don't understand. Okay. Birds. God created a bird to what?
Fly.
You don't have to teach a bird how to fly. God created a fish to what?
Swim.
You don't have to teach a bird, a fish how to swim. Done. Got it. Created to be successful. There was a purpose. God has a purpose for everything he created. Dog. He created purpose. He's supposed to do just what he's supposed to do. Created everybody with a purpose. Us were created with a purpose. And it's success. You don't have to teach a bird how to fly. Successful. Don't have to teach a fish how to swim. Successful. Us, if we're around him, we're successful. If we were, he is. Who is the head of the church? Jesus. If we're in the church, if we're in the place where he is, we're successful. We can find, he will show us who we are. He will show us what he wants us to do. That's where you, if I want to buy Nike clothes, do you go to an Adidas store? If I want to know who I am and where I am, I go to church. I go where God is. So I can find myself. I know what I am. I find out who I am. I got to look in here. There are some people they cut off church. God has made all types of churches. Black churches, white churches, big churches, small churches. He's made all type of churches. Medium-sized churches. So that you can find one. There are some people, they won't have anything to do with church. How are you going to find yourself? How are you going to find your purpose? You're out there, you're in the wrong place. You're out there in the world.
I ain't going to none of that.
Well, how are you going to find out your purpose? If you don't have a purpose, you don't exist. God gives it to you. It's found in here. And it doesn't have to be this way. I don't care where you go. You'll hear me that say that. I don't care. You better get somewhere. So that you, if you're looking for what you're looking for, if you want to find out who you are, and the devil, what he'll do is he'll say, hey, there was a hypocrite in there, and so I just let go of all churches. Dumb. That's dumb. I did it. I was around some preachers, and I found out what they was about, and for a season, didn't have nothing to do with church. God was like, Van, that ain't too smart. How you gonna find yourself? How you gonna find out your purpose? I found it after I got it right. I found it. You know what my purpose is? I told you some of you, I'm a cheerleader. I found my purpose. I'm a cheerleader. I'm not a fan. I'm a cheerleader. I will cheer for you. I found my purpose. Like a bird found the purpose. Like the fish found. I found my. I'm a cheerleader. Do you have to pray that a bird can fly? Oh Lord, help the bird fly. Bird know how to fly. Fish know how to. Van knows how to encourage you, cheer for you. Whether you're up or down, I jump up. I ain't got to pray about it. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to live. I found my purpose. And there's other things God has for me. But I found it in God. I found it in being in his place. The devil will try to get you to listen to this lie that, hey, this is not the place. Not a good thing. He's called the shepherd. We're called the sheep. I ain't got no fangs. I ain't got no claws. I need the shepherd. I need you. I can't make it without you. Can't make it. Is there a wolf in sheep? Yes, there's some wolves hiding in sheep clothing. But the sheep still need sheep. I don't care if you stay here. Make sure you better get somewhere. I'm thinking about a person right now. Right now. He has taken a lie. Because he saw some fakes and they did him wrong. He won't have nothing to do with church. And so, I don't know if you see that little sheep over there. He's over there. He's not with the flock. There's wolves over there. Wolves got claws and they got fangs and they gonna eat that person. I'm hurting for him. But he's already got took the lie. They gonna tear his blood up. Don't lose that. There's safety. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Help us to see the light, to see the lie, and to follow the truth. Your word is true, Father. You love us. And what we sow, we reap. You have a blessing set up for us, Father. And Lord, you want us to be with you. All good and perfect gifts come from you. And we're to seek you and be in your presence so that we can find it. Not run from you, but run to you. So, Father, help us, be with us, guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, blessings. Love you guys.